Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
If we were ever to broadcast this show live on video,
that'd be embarrassing.
All I want to show is the 30 seconds before we go on the radio. That's the best 30 seconds in this room every morning.
Day to day, you never know what's going to be going down. Either we're just like, oh gosh, I'm so ready. That's rare. Or we're like, I was ready.
Wowzy.
I just had like a headphone issue.
Usually down to like the mouse isn't working, a headphone thing. Oop. Oh, don't forget to hit that button.
Yeah.
And it's all happening 3, 2, and blah.
We got it.
We always got it.
And it's, you know.
You know what? I don't want to show it because people don't need to see the wacky before we come in all like, hey, it's time for a show.
Probably would have never known unless we pointed it out.
Sorry, I said something.
Shoot. Shoot. But you know what? It's Friday, so it's like, I'll let myself have that one.
Is that a gimme?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's, everything's cool and laid back.
Because it's, like, because it's Friday? Is that your attitude right now?
Yeah, I think it's like, it's Friday. Let it be. I don't know. I'm just, it's all going to be okay.
You're easy breezy.
Yeah, I'm easy breezy.
It's Friday.
We're weekend adjacent.
Do you have a very light weekend ahead? Is that maybe why you're coming in cash?
No. It is.
Packed to the gills.
We've got First Communion. We've got a birthday that's next week. So we're kind of celebrating over the weekend with friends. And
that's a lot. That's enough. Isn't First Communion enough?
It would have been enough. But they don't give, they let you choose, like, you could go at like the early mass or the late mass. That's your choice.
Go early.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So that was the only choice. It's this weekend. It's this weekend or bust.
And is there like a luncheon? This is coming from the Methodist in the room, right? So confirmation is our big deal.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
But First Communion, at what age does that happen?
Second grade-ish.
Wow.
Yeah, 7 or 8.
Yeah.
So she's gonna do that this weekend. It was like, this is the weekend. This is when we're celebrating. And you could choose any of these 3 mass times. So we're having breakfast.
Have you been practicing with crackers and grape juice?
We did a practice this week.
Good.
Like a dress rehearsal, I would say.
Nice.
Because you had to make sure if you want to get pictures and stuff. Yeah. They had a photographer and I don't know, she wasn't available.
There's a photographer?
Yeah. Which like, the last time I did this, like this is kid number 2. It should be old hat.
Right.
But we did this during COVID. So it was like, everybody pick a spot in church, but nobody get close to each other. You know, we were still.
Wow.
Masks the whole time.
You and had it's a ceremony. Mask.
We had a mask where it's also weird because you're trying to put something in your mouth.
Yeah.
And then put that thing back on. It's hard.
Well, this one would be a little more calm, I hope.
Yeah, I think so.
But do they come down one at a time?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah.
I love
Everybody
this.
Gets their moment.
Very
yeah.
good.
Yeah, but it's going to be, and then we have to have a celebration.
Yeah, so of course.
Like, everybody come on over. And it's also a birthday, so let's also have birthday cake.
You're having an overlapping mass.
Yes.
First Communion and birthday
We're
celebration.
We're doing them both. We're blowing it all out in one day, Eric. Am I stressed? A little bit.
You know what? 4 minutes ago, you're like, hey, it's Friday. And
I was fine. Because I was fine. I was cool.
You know what I did? I probed. And I probed too deep.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Thanks for picking at the scab.
I just let that air out now.
No, really.
Just let it air out. It's going to sting a little bit.
I'm stressed out.
I'm so sorry. You were so chill.
I know.
I ruined that.
No, it's okay. Just forget. Repress. Oh, yeah, I can do this. It's all the way over there.
Just turn it off.
That's
like a light switch.
I've been having a very laid back week. So I'm just like, we'll worry about it this weekend.
Well, good luck.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much.
May I suggest maybe just have a little extra of the sacrament?
I think you and I.
That might help further things along.
Yes.
A little bit more of the blood if you get my drift.
I get you. I get you.
Do I need to know a week after that statement?
You do not need to. I know exactly what you're putting down. I'm picking it up.
Nice.
I get it. And it's sound advice, so I appreciate it. I will.
Again, it's coming from the Methodist in the room, so take it or leave it. I don't know.
It's solid. It stands for all of us, right? That's good stuff.
That is good stuff.
And just so we're clear, I mean, I'm celebrating a lot this weekend, but tomorrow is 420, and 420-24 is a palindrome.
It is
a palindrome. So 420-24 is the same forwards and backwards. That doesn't happen to a lot of dates, so they're just kind of like special lucky days. It's not going to happen for another 1,000 years.
Until 5-20-25?
April 20th, 30-24.
What? I'm not in a state of being to understand your words,
4-20-30-24. The three's in the middle. 2-4-2-0-3.
No, man.
0-3-2-4.
Oh.
Yeah, that one's going to be a tough one.
Oh, my God. I can't wrap my head around that.
But however you choose to celebrate tomorrow, be it palindrome.
I hope that comes up in conversation.
Or other.
Whoa.
Happy 420.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
I had to send the saddest text of my life yesterday. This, as I'm saying it out loud, I feel very much like the four guys in The Big Bang Theory. But a group text emerged of four dudes who love Disney.
Oh, Lord.
And there was an opportunity for a guy's trip to Disney.
Your band.
It's my band of brothers, of Disney brothers.
No, your wife banned you from
a
trip.
No, hold on a second. I'm banned going with her.
Oh, no loopholes.
Yes, that's a big loophole.
That is not a loophole.
When I told her I was invited to go.
What'd she say?
She was excited for me.
Oh.
I'm banned from taking her.
She doesn't want to go.
So this was the opportunity. Me and three other Disney dudes. This was going to be great. Don't make
Sounds
a face.
Really weird.
I told you it's Big Bang Theory.
Uh-huh.
If I said Comic-Con, would it make the story a little more palatable? Either way, I had opt out. I can't go.
Are you kidding?
The only day.
After all that?
It was a 5-day trip. Oh. And after taking an international journey already this year, I've got a concert coming up in New York next weekend. We have some odds and ends. I've got a wedding in California later. I don't have
Holy
the time.
Cow.
I can't take it. It's on the table. And I had to say, no more, please. No mas. And I had to push it back.
What are you going to do if they go without you?
I want them to. No, I specifically said, go without me. Send me pictures.
They're like, what are we going to do without Sheldon?
And then I'm Sheldon in this scenario.
110%. I don't even know who the other dudes are.
No, I'm not.
You're Sheldon.
I'm Leonard in this. Yeah.
No.
Yes.
No.
No, I'm not. No. If you met the other three, I can easily identify all of us.
I don't even know their names. I don't know
Sheldon.
Their personalities, but I know.
I'm not. What?
You're the Sheldon.
I'm not the Sheldon.
I'm the Leonard.
Not the Leonard.
They wouldn't go without Leonard.
Leonard can't go. Man, Penny's keeping him home.
I have a feeling you're not Leonard. Continues without you. That's how you know you're not Leonard.
Am I Guther Polly?
Oh my gosh, you're Guther Polly.
That's it. I'm Guther Polly.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yes, we figured it out.
Are you sure you're not Howard?
I don't know. It's whatever one of the four would be left behind. So I can't go to Disney.
Give me the theme song for Big Bang Theory.
Why do you want the Big Bang theme song?
Because I'm seeing you through brand new eyes now.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're just a big nerd.
Take a deep breath.
Sorry, guys. Leonard can't go.
It's my fault for making the comparison. I'm totally Leonard, right?
You walked right into... Oh, no. No, no, no.
I'm Sheldon.
You're Sheldon.
God, I hope. Well, I end with a Nobel Prize, so that's good. I just can't go to Disney World.
I just can't go to Disney. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
I'm laughing at your pain, and here I am asking for your sympathy because I need a little bit. I just need to be heard. Okay.
Here, I'm all. After that, what do you want to talk about?
I told you we've got a big celebration this weekend. It's First Communion for Cora. And so I said, okay, we're going to go to church. We're going to do the thing. And then everybody come over to our house and I'll make breakfast. Mind you, we did the early mass.
Yeah. What time's early mass?
Eight.
Okay.
Which isn't too bad for me, but what I'm going to have to like get up super early. I'm going to have to make things ahead of time.
Yeah.
I'm trying to pre-plan as much as I can because the hour before we eat, I'm otherwise engaged. So I got to make sure that I've got some stuff that's going to be like ready to go. So like egg casserole, stuff like that. It's like no big deal. But Cora requested hash browns and it's hard to just have hash browns be ready to go. It's got to be a hot potato.
You telling me there's not a crock pot hash brown recipe?
Well, but then you wouldn't get the crispy. You know, there's too much moisture in a crock pot.
Can you start so they cook and then right at the end rip off the top, go topless, and then broil them?
I didn't think about making them go topless.
If you make the potatoes topless,
wow,
you can turn on the broiler and
that's a fantastic idea, Sheldon.
Though nothing has been confirmed, everybody is pretty well presuming that Israel launched a strike against Iran this morning, per news sources. Israel not commenting. Iran did not identify the source of the attack, but did show footage showing that they turned their air defense systems on for two areas. Okay. There were multiple reports that those defenses were fired after spotting drones. Now, our Secretary of State, Blinken, is speaking at a conference right now, but there's no been official reports on what's happening. It was presumed there was going to be a counter strike after the other strike. And we think that's what happened over the course of this morning as you're waking up this morning. Penguin Random House Publishing currently in a lawsuit against the state of Iowa over that law that passed last year that bans books with certain content. Now five more major book publishers planning to join the lawsuit, including Hatchet Book Group, HarperCollins, Macmillan, Simon & Schuster, and Source Books, along with authors, Iowa educators, and high school student also already named in this lawsuit. Those book companies not officially signing on yet, but announcing their intention within the last couple of days. When you guys finish selling the cookies,
yeah,
where does the cookie money go?
For Girl Scouts. Yeah, I was like, what? Where does the money go? Okay, so you have to like pay the bakery.
Well, sure.
But then part of that money comes back to the troop directly.
Yes.
So our troop was a brand new troop, just started this year, and they didn't have any funds. So now the girls get to, like, coming up in May, we've got an overnight stay at the Children's Museum.
So it goes to programming.
Yeah.
But let's say you're an established troop. And this question also goes to the Boy Scouts and the Popcorns. Like, I want to know where the money goes. And this is why I'm inspired. In Tennessee, a Girl Scout troop took their recent money from their cookie sales and dedicated all the cash to one project and one project alone, which was reuniting lost dogs with their owners.
That's cool.
They noticed a weird abundance of lost dog posters in their neighborhoods. So they went out on their own, purchased microchip scanners, then worked with a local metalworks guy to build a kiosk. So they made self-service scanners. So if you happen to find a lost dog, you could go to a public building, scan it, and then follow the instructions and get the owner back with the dog.
Well, that's next level.
It's instead of like, I've got to go to the vet and I have to figure out who's in. Yes. So it's basically a self-service system for dog scanning.
Wow.
I love it. They found it a website. It's full of the how-to information. They've got a little logo. It's called whospaws.org. All of that, a project for the Girl Scouts using their money from their cookie sales. So I'm just thinking out loud, I would love to see that around here somewhere.
That's very cool.
The boys and the Girl Scouts could just make one big pile of money.
If we have that same problem.
Good point.
If you see a lot of posters.
Yes. And I think we've got such a great community for lost animals anyway. We've got Facebook groups.
Mm-hmm.
I think they had a problem. Yo, they've solved it.
Yeah.
So maybe if we could determine another problem and yo, we could solve that.
Yo, let's do it.
Check out the beat. My scouts solve it. I just love that.
That's awesome, though, because that's what they do is they ask the kids, like, what is something that you want to do for your community? And then they have to come up with a project. So that's a great project, kids.
And I was just watching the news coverage from this town in Tennessee, and they're very polished and talking about how they identified the problem. And
yeah.
They wanted to, and they love the cookies and they love selling it. But and it's almost like, remember when you used to buy a newspaper, you got tidbits and you kind of open the door?
Yeah.
It's about that size, but inside of it is all of the equipment to do the scanning for the microchip.
Wow.
And then a little instruction card and you can go to a website.
And they created it.
They created all of that.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Okay, it happened. It's finally here. New Taylor Swift Music Day.
Did we know it was a double album?
No, we did not. That was a surprise. I mean, okay. If you're really into the whole following the Easter eggs and stuff, you might have had a couple of hints ahead of time, but it was very much a surprise for everyone else. After the release of the Tortured Poets Department at midnight, 2 hours later at 2 a.m., Taylor released another album. She said in a statement on Instagram, "I'd written so much tortured poetry over the last 2 years and wanted to share it all with you. So here's a second installment of the Tortured Poets Department, the anthology, 15 extra songs."
Wow.
"And now the story isn't mine anymore. It's all yours." It's beautiful. It's beautiful. So some songs that she had previously said were going to be like bonus tracks if you ordered the vinyl edition or, you know, a hard copy ahead of time. Those are now on the full album, and you'll get two albums.
Wow.
A double album. By the way, it's not over yet. The party continues tonight, 7 p.m. our time, is her first music video. The first release from the Tortured Poets Department is going to be the song that she wrote with Post Malone. It's called Fortnite.
Oh, my God.
That's so
a lot to keep track of.
I know. And then it got me thinking, like, Rihanna, wait a second. Taylor's had, like, 14 albums in the last 4 years. Where's the Rihanna album? That I swear, as we were watching 2020, the ball drop, I was like, any minute now, Rihanna's going to drop that
music.
This
is the year.
This is the year. I can feel it. But to give her credit, she's had two babies. She's got a major lingerie and makeup line. Like, the woman's busy. I get it. She did say she wants to hold us over just a little bit because she is working on music still. She's very busy, but she has been at work with her man, ASAP Rocky, and they've been in the studio a lot together. She said, "Me and Rocky are really trying to figure out who's going to use what because it's all so good."
Okay.
They've been collaborating so much on music. I'm like, well, that's promising. Thank you. Now just release it.
Remember back like 2019, like, oh, I'm looking for all of these certain island rhythms, and yeah, they were listening to old LPs. I'll believe it when I see it.
I just want to hear some new music, girl.
When I see it.
And or just stop talking about it.
Or just say, you know what? Just like the guy that wrote not Lord of the Rings, the other guy. The one that never finished the HBO series.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yes. So like that guy.
Yes.
Game of Thrones. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It just
gosh.
Never got finished.
Yes.
Much like that thought.
I'm blaming Tolkien. It's not Tolkien. You know, George R.R. Martin.
That's his there fault.
We got there. Whew, that was scary. Reports were circling that Andy Cohen is leaving Bravo due to some falling ratings and some recent controversies with Andy. But apparently the reports are false. A spokesperson for Bravo said that there is absolutely no truth to the story that you've seen of the tabloids. And obviously it was made up by a source who is not credible.
Just name a housewife who doesn't like him.
Exactly.
Is that pretty much how to track it down?
It's all the housewife's fault. Andy has not released a statement, so.
Or Kathy Griffin. I can also see it coming from her corner.
I can see that too.
She was the Bravo darling forever.
For a long time. Dang it. They got to make space for new people.
Fell from grace.
We do this all the time. Sometimes you make a lot of words go together, and sometimes those words probably shouldn't go together. It's a little bit of a whoopsie doodle. Kelly Clarkson does a lot of talking on her Kelly Clarkson show. And yesterday, her guest, Henry Golding from Crazy Rich Asians, was with her. And they were talking about how he had recently had a pastrami sandwich for his breakfast, which is, it was an odd breakfast item, right? She could have just powered through.
No, but she called it out and then called it out again.
I heard what I said. You know what? It's the best case scenario,
I believe she tripled down by the time that was done.
Good on you, Kelly Clarkson. Good on you. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
We're really, really quiet. You'll just hear the panting of a very large bulldog.
It's not either of us. It's Sarge. He's a contestant in the Drake Beautiful Bulldog competition, and he's from Cedar Rapids.
It's coming up this weekend, and a former radio colleague of mine, Ray Ropa, Sarge's owner, joins us this morning on the Morning Scramble. Ray and Sarge, good morning, guys.
You know, Sarge is looking at you going, really? Ray's my owner?
Does he go the other way?
He's got the other look. He just gave you the look. He looked out the side of his head going, really?
Sarge joins us on the Morning Scramble. Oh, look, he brought his friend Ray.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the better way to do that?
That's exactly how it happens with him.
So how did you guys get in the running for Beautiful Bulldog?
Well, last year we entered it. We just saw it on Facebook, and we entered in it. And it's a drawing at first, and we didn't make the first cut, the top 30. They choose 30. We didn't make that cut. So we're like, well, maybe next year. So we did it this year, and we like to call it a draft, because if you call it something else, you know, it's,
right.
he gives you that look again.
Right.
Not a competition, it's a draft.
Yeah, exactly. And he was drafted number 10.
But still top 10 draft.
A top 10 draft pick.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a top 10 draft pick. He's still, I think, waiting for his endorsements. Maybe Caitlin can hook him up with him.
Fingers crossed.
That's right.
Yep. What do you expect to have to do? Or what does Sarge expect to have to do for this competition?
Well, I would like to say he just has to stand there and look pretty.
Yeah.
But I think there's probably a little bit more to it than that.
Couple levels of competition.
Couple levels of competition. If he wins, the dog they choose is their mascot for the year and has to go do some public appearances, something called the Drake Relays.
Yeah, I think I've heard of it.
I've heard of it.
It's around.
Yeah, it's around. You know, it's kind of funny. You know, bulldogs aren't exactly the most enthusiastic in here. They're the key thing there at the relays.
The spokesdog for running dog. Yeah, our bulldogs. What is Sarge's backstory? How did you and Sarge become pals?
So Sarge was a rescue dog. So being a veteran myself and returning and had my struggles with PTSD, I had a dog that kind of took care of me. He was a little heel nipper, and he passed away. And I was like, I don't want another dog. Don't want no more dogs. Well, I get this phone call, and this is like 6 months later. Hey, would you mind fostering a dog? And it's a good friend of mine, Julie Jasper. And she's like, he's really nice. And okay, we'll do this. Why wouldn't you, you know?
Sure.
So she brings me Sarge. And this was a little payback on my family, too, because I didn't agree to the first dog, but that dog took care of me.
Ah,
so
sure.
So it's like, okay, I'll have no say in this. This is my dog now. And so he comes in, and he was really shy, to put it mildly. We don't really know 100% his background, but, you know, he definitely did not like people.
Right.
And he would just hide and cowered, so a lot of pepperonis and a lot of love, just like what it took with me. you come out of your shell. And we found out we love the game of tug. And he just started coming out, and we started seeing his true colors and his character.
He's in no way like that now. Wow, what a complete transformation of character. He's just friendly. He's welcome, you know.
He's a bull. And like, you're trying to get him to talk a little bit and walk around. What's he do? He lays down and just kind of shuts up.
It's his schedule, right?
It's his schedule.
You're just living next to him.
No, every person in the room, like, you get a pet. You may pet me. It wasn't.
Yep.
Yeah, based on how you just described, I bet that would day one, when you first met him, he wouldn't have walked around a room like that at all,
no,
right?
Not at all. And he was diagnosed with PTSD. So he's now, goes out to events with me for veterans events. We go out all the time. And he loves it. Honors flight. He goes out there. Let me tell you, if you're a 90-year-old lady, watch out. Sarge has your number. If he doesn't, he will have your number by the time he leaves. You know, he's a chick magnet. Yeah. He really is.
He's a charmer. Definitely. There's a lot of personality there, which is so great that you guys were able to bond in that way, that you got to see that personality.
Yeah. Yeah. Big time.
Well, we love the backstory. We want to wish you all the best with Beautiful Bulldog contest for the Drake Relays. Ray, you're telling us that Sarge is a bit of a celebrity on Facebook. Pretty easy to find his Facebook page.
Yep. Just go on Facebook and look at Sarge, or you can look my name up there, Ray Ropa. And you'll find links to Sarge up there all the time. He likes to give his opinions, and we kind of help translate that a little bit for him.
Sure.
You know, and it usually ends with a wolf wolf. You know? he has his opinions about certain things in life. You know, like the other morning, the two of us got up, and it was, well, which one of us, who woke up and who woke the other one up? You decide.
I think I saw the photo of your faces. I couldn't tell from either one.
Well, I say we tag Sarge so everybody can see Sarge right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page. But you could also kind of send some good vibes.
Yeah, that's what we need.
Sunday.
We need a cheering section, be it virtual or whatever. So you do, however the selections are made, we want to send all the best wishes all the way up to Des Moines.
Yes. And so like on Facebook's the best way to do it. because they're going to be live streaming the contest.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So there you can get on there and cheer for Sarge.
Awesome. Awesome. Makes it easy then.
And it's just Drake. If you go on there, it's the Beautiful Bulldog competition under Drake University. And
yeah,
there
we'll
you
get
go.
Things tagged through the Z102.9 page on Facebook. Can we feed him a ton of pepperoni? Actually, I will respond to pepperoni.
I also
Ray
love
will
pepperoni.
Respond to pepperoni.
Let's all have some pepperoni.
Let's have some pepperoni.
Pepperoni.
Good idea, Sarge.
Protector of pocket protectors. Here's Danson Eric Hansen with Nerd News on Z102.9.
On this 16th week of the year 2024, broadcasting from an elevation of 840 feet above sea level, latitude 41.88 degrees north, longitude 91.72 degrees west. Next week's edition of Fun with Flags, but right now, welcome to Nerd News.
Fun with Flags? No, Sheldon!
The next time you catch a flight out of CID, if you're on one of the big three, Delta, American, or United, you're going to fly into one of the busiest airports in the world. The Airport Council's International just releasing the 2023 data of the top 10 busiest airports by passenger count. It's split. 50% in the United States, 50% are international. The international city that grew the most was Tokyo. They were number 16 last year. They were number 5 this year.
I wonder what they did.
Do you want to guess number 1?
O'Hare.
In the world? No. But it is...
JFK.
No.
LAX.
No. Atlanta. The busiest airport in the world.
You know what? That is a bustling.
Is Atlanta.
But it's the busiest in the world?
Number 2 is Dubai. Number 3 is Dallas.
What?
Now, I'm going to give you...
Also not in the conversation. What?
So I've given you Atlanta and Dallas. There are 3 more on the list.
Did I say any of them?
You did. You said LAX and you said Chicago. Denver is also on that list.
Really?
So I want you to rank the last 3, Denver, LA, and Chicago, busiest to least busy. Go.
LA.
Then?
Chicago.
Then?
Denver.
You're wrong on all 3.
Bah.
Denver is number 3. Then LA, then Chicago, among the top 10 busiest airports, yes, of the ones in the United States.
Huh.
I always thought, you always hear when people travel through Chicago.
Yes.
Don't travel through Chicago.
Oh, it's a nightmare. It's so busy.
I think it's just, it's laid out. It's just sprawling.
It's so sprawling that it's hard to get places.
It's a major footprint for an airport. Okay, this story is for all you philatelists out there.
Am I a philatelist?
I don't think so. Do you collect stamps?
Oh, no.
Philatelists are stamp collectors.
They're called philatelists?
Am I saying it right?
Well, it
P-H-I-L-A-T-E-L-I-S-T-S.
Yeah.
Philatelists. A Des Moines photographer's picture of the Iowa State Fair recently chosen to become a U.S. postage stamp.
What?
His name is Phil Rader. He's the Director of Communications and Public Affairs for Des Moines Public Schools. He took a picture of the Big Wheel State Fair, Ferris wheel, in 2014.
I've seen this.
This photo, which yes. I think is also now available like as clip art, a decade later is in a new collection that is just out in 2024, the United States Postal Service's Carnival Nights stamp collection. He sent it in a year ago, and the Postal Service is like, we're going to keep an eye on that. And last month, he found out he's one of, I was at the post office yesterday. I think there's 10 or 12 different pictures, and he's one of those.
Big money or?
I don't know if he gets
prize?
Paid for that. Unlimited postage? How about unlimited postage?
He gets paid in stamps.
Those stamps coming out June 6th. And as mentioned, there's 10. He gets paid.
Are they forever stamps?
Yes, they are forever stamps.
That's nice.
Those,
it's not a bad investment.
That increases in value, you guys. That increases. Hey, you fellow philatelists out there.
That's a pretty big deal.
Okay, the smell of junior high locker rooms may just be the trick to purge the urge. You're thinking the odor beforehand. I'm thinking once you have showered and have to go back into the real world, everybody is spraying Axe body spray.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The Wall Street Journal just did a big write-up on how sheep ranchers in the UK are using Axe body spray to tame down the fighting of the rams during mating season.
What? Okay, so the rams fight each other like, I want that. No, she's my girl.
I want that you.
She's my girl.
And then they start to puff up.
Uh-huh.
And then they
pits to chesty and they're like, hello, ladies.
And then in come the farmers.
Oh, no. So it's not to attract the
no,
ewes.
It's to actually, the smell is so strong, it blocks the pheromones.
Oh.
That's how powerful Axe body spray is in sheep. They can't smell the other pheromones, so they don't start affronting. And all they have to do is spray them down with Axe body spray, and they smell fantastic.
Gosh.
But they don't fight as much.
The natural ram pheromones must be.
You could just tamp that down with a little bit of Axe Africa. That's the scent.
Oh, okay.
Axe Africa.
Wow.
Also sold as Axe Kilo, depending on where you are in the world.
Huh.
I can't believe that does that.
I can't either.
And now I'm wondering, junior high-wise.
Does it calm down?
Will it calm down junior high boys?
My goodness.
Because pheromones are a raging. All the moans. Huh. The hormones, the pheromones.
Interesting.
Yes. But Axe body spray.
Can they test this on you? I want the human testing.
That's a great, or could you imagine like how many bar fights would be cut down if they just started spraying Axe body spray about 1 a.m? Just kind of work it into the atmosphere a little
yeah.
bit. That's the way to do it.
Come back to these exact coordinates next week, nerds, for Nerd News on Z102.9.
Oh, some days I just love.
Love your job?
Love my job. I love the situations. I love this conundrum that.
Well, we have a little bit of a conflict brewing. I've become disgruntled that producer Ben has been tabbed by the prom committee to be a character, a prop, basically.
It's a hold your horses prom.
Yes.
It's Kentucky Derby themed. So there's going to be a lot of like beautiful Kentucky Derby-esque things. Big hats, flowers, jockeys.
The beverages as well. Everything fits the theme, including producer Ben as a jockey. And he's too tall. It just, the logic part of my brain, which is most of it, it makes me feel...
Yeah,
dissonance. It does. Like, it doesn't compute. It does not compute.
It's fine because he's too tall, but he is very quite slight. Producer Ben is. I think he can pull it off as long as he's got the proper costume. And lo and behold, Producer Ben's costume is here.
We welcome Producer Ben to the microphone, dressed in pretty much jockey regalia up top.
And what about down below?
Well, he's wearing just his own sweatpants because our understanding, let's just start from the bottom and work up. The costume included boots.
Yes.
White jockey pants.
Not really.
Oh, what?
It didn't include boots.
It didn't.
Are they spats? So it makes it look like a boot?
It's just like something that goes up
it's a spat that then goes up to your calf. Then a white pant that you're refusing to wear. And why is that?
It's completely see-through.
Okay.
I say it's part of the costume and you are required to wear it.
That's the required uniform. And then if you were on the horse, we would spot you on the track because you're wearing kind of a black and pink four square checker.
Mm.
But I want to point out the sleeves are too short because he's too tall.
I'm so mad that this is proving your point.
He's too tall to be a jockey. Look at those sleeves.
It covers like 60%.
If he was doing like a spring 3/4 length sleeve, he'd be fine.
That's not what jockeys do.
I know, but...
They wear it to the wrist. I do, though. I love the hat and I love the goggles.
Those are a nice addition.
Those complete the outfit.
To the outfit, yes.
Was there a rider's crop or like that little whip stick? Did that come with the
costume?
That
does not come included.
Oh, it's not included.
It's BYO riding crop.
Okay. Do you need one?
That's not a bad idea.
See me after the show.
We'll have to find one somewhere.
I got a couple.
Okay.
So...
Is this making you more or less jealous? Because it doesn't seem to be going great for producer Ben.
He looks very good in it.
I know.
It's a little tight, but it fits well.
Did we know in dressing producer Ben for Z102.9 prom last year that pink is kind of his color?
It does work quite the palette.
I don't know
what
season you are, Ben, but I would definitely say think about more pink.
I think he's... Okay. Jockey season is what I would say.
Yes.
I'm a little worried now because we're buying these things through costume shops.
You know what you're doing?
What?
Is you're tearing him down.
Yeah, to build myself up.
Because you're so jealous.
I should be the jockey. I'm the right height As we, Ben, how much experience have you had with horses? Anything?
Zero.
Zero. Thank you. I went to horseback riding camp. I also rode horses at day camp. I've seen, how many horse movies
Who
have you
cares?
Seen?
All they're doing is taking a picture with him.
And just because you need to own the role. And I bring more horse experience than anybody else.
I have a feeling we are not done with this jockey drama.
I'm going to stew on this over the weekend,
yes.
mind both of you.
Let you stew.
I shall stew.
Okay.
I still want to be the prom stocky jockey. That's what I want to be. That's all. It's my one simple request.
And I want a bigger costume.
Okay. And Ben wants a bigger costume.
We got the Jolly Green Giant of jockeys, and we got the stocky jockey.
If he puts his arms together, that thing's going to rip open. It's too small, man. It's too small.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
Earth Day, the inspiration for the Wheel of Useless Knowledge.
Oh, yeah. We got some nature stuff in here. Just anything Earth-related, really. Natural.
Big spin. Ooh, one.
One.
Yeah. Let's start with one.
Okay. Let's start with one. Here's a fun one. Human beings have explored less than 5% of the world's ocean floors.
Really?
Yeah. There's a lot we do not know about the ocean floor.
We know it's very deep. That could be part of the problem.
I remember that there's like some parts where it's like, well, there's these big crevices and we don't know what's down there.
Here's what you do. You find a bunch of 10-year-olds and drop some coins.
That's your plan? We don't know what's down there. Just send some 10-year-olds. That'll solve
it. You throw money in a pool and watch a 10-year-old go for it? That's how you search the ocean floor, Claire.
That's one idea. Does anybody else have any other ideas? More ideas?
Nope. No. Okay, that's the prevailing idea.
Okay.
To search the... This is a little weird.
Thank you, Eric.
Two.
Two? Here it is. Cucumbers.
Yes, you have my attention.
Yes. Cucumbers are 96% water.
I see a theme.
That's even more than watermelons. Watermelons are 92% water.
How much percent? Cucumbers?
96%.
And watermelon, 92.
Yeah, they should call them water.
So when I'm having...
Numbers.
Water mumbers.
Water mumbers. Water mumbers.
So if I'm having
I
like...
I see why they went with cucumber.
Water with a little cucumber in it.
Yeah.
I'm actually having water with extra water.
It's just mostly water.
It's just water.
It's just water.
I love it. I was hoping we would continue the 1-2-3 trend.
Yeah.
But it looks like we're going to land on 9 for this last one.
Okay. Well, that's all right. This is a fun little... I'm going to let you guess on this one, okay?
Okay.
What... If you have to think of, like, all of the predators in, like, nature...
Current day, or can I go back to the T-Rex?
You can go back as far as you want. Sure. No, don't.
Okay.
Don't. Because I don't know the answer.
All right.
Present day.
Present day predators.
Present day predators.
Yes.
Who is the most deadly of all of the predators?
My 10th grade ex-girlfriend is number one.
She is deadly.
Kills the most?
Kills. Like, when they go out on the hunt, they make a kill.
You ready? I'm going to come at you with an answer you're okay. not suspecting.
Okay, let's go.
Hawks.
Hawks?
I'm going to think it's a bird.
That'd be cool.
Because they are violent, right?
Mm-hmm.
They dive in
yeah.
and they take up the little ground animals.
I see.
I have a feeling they rip them to shreds.
From what I've seen, yes, they do.
Yes.
Yes.
Is it not that?
It's not that.
Is it a land-based animal?
I mean...
Is it a water-based animal?
Oh, I see what you mean. No.
Land?
Land.
Tigers.
No.
What is it?
It's a dragonfly.
Get out of here. It's an insect?
The animal that's the deadliest hunter is the dragonfly because 95% of the time, they work every time.
What are they doing and what are they killing?
I don't know. What are they eating?
They're so cool to look at. But
yeah.
they are deadly. See,
they're
it's the
deadly?
Ones you don't suspect.
Yeah, you never
they're
see
like
a dragon.
They're like a hidden assassin.
Exactly.
The assassin of the swamp. Ooh, daily double? Nine, please.
Nine.
Ooh.
Ooh. Fun fact. Ooh.
Yes.
Did you know that cows can walk downstairs?
Come on.
Yeah, they can do it. It's very difficult for them to do. So if they don't have to, they
They don't.
They never.
But they can if they have to.
Says who?
What's the situation where they have to?
Here's what I want to just point out of your last two useless knowledges. You just are making a claim, and you're not telling me how they came about finding this out.
No backup information. I told
you. Dragonflies are the most predatory.
It's just useless bits.
And cows can walk downstairs?
They can. They can walk downstairs, but it's very difficult to do. So they only do it if they have to.
They're never presented with stairs.
I just want to know the situation where they figured this out. What was the situation?
Why was the cow in a house or building that had stairs?
Hey, Maisie, come downstairs.
There's a tornado coming. Get Bessie down to the basement. Move, Bessie.
Move it.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.